Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1034. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Barabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Sarafega Basleya Nechama. Okay, getting back to our new Malacha of Kotzer. Okay, so we started last year our Malacha, the new Malacha of Kotzer. Like we mentioned, we are trying to go through some of the various different Malachas, which apply to a little bit more on the outsides. As the weather gets nicer and warms up, people will be a little bit more outside. We want to know, you know, what things to be aware of on Shabbos. Okay, so moving right along in the Malach of Kotzer, I just want to read a little bit from the Sefer Shabbos Home. We read last time from Sefer Lamentes Malachas in the introduction. So included in this, on page 267 and the Sefer Shabbos Home from Rabbi Simcha Benim Konshliti, he brings down like this, that including going a little bit more in depth into the Malach of Kotzer, again, which is reaping, we want to see what it's all about. He says like this, that included in the definition of kotzer, which is reaping, it's not just, as we know, reaping like a farmer or whatever, but what is actually included in it is, so he's going to go through some various different items. He says like this, number one thing we spoke about last time, detaching something from its source of growth, right? That's the main part of it, harvesting grain. And then we spoke about also breaking off a leaf, or a branch, possibly, right? Picking vegetables, flowers, picking fruit, right? Somebody picks an orange, somebody picks an apple or any type of fruit from a tree. Can't be done. This is all part of the Malacha of Kotzer. Pulling out weeds, pulling out grass, for example. Sometimes, somebody sits on the grass and they start pulling out grass. You have to be careful. Can't do that. All falling under the Malacha of Kotzer. Now, he explains a little bit further that the Malacha of Kotzer applies even if the plant of fruit is not fully grown, whether it's fully grown or it's not fully grown. And the Chiddush actually, I might think that if it's fully grown, let's say he says like this, the Malacha of Kotzer applies if the plant of fruit is fully grown and no longer is in need of the ground for its growth. Let's say the apple is ripe, right? I have a fruit on the tree, it's totally ripe, it's about to fall down in a day or whatever. In other words, I look at a tree, I see an apple, it's fully ripe, it's any minute gonna fall off, so I'll just pick it off. What's the difference if it falls off in 20 minutes or if I pull it off, it's done, it's finished, it's fully grown, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it grow, and that's it. So what's the problem? No, as long as it is still attached to the tree, one is not allowed to pull it off. That falls under the Malacha of Kotzer. In other words, the point being over here, it doesn't need the nourishment from the ground anymore. Still, you can't pull it off, you can't sever it from the place whereby it's attached. He explains further, does it say for Shabbos Home? It also applies, the Malach of Kotzer reaping also applies whether the plant was intentionally planted or grew by itself, right? It doesn't make a difference. As we know, weeds, somebody has weeds in a garden, right? It grew by itself. Nobody plants weeds, but somebody has a nice flower or a nice tree or whatever, a fruit tree. So then a person did plant it. So that really doesn't make a difference. Anything attached to the ground, whatever the person's intention was when they originally planted it. He explains further also that the Malacha applies regardless of whether the plant is being detached for use of food, for animal fodder, for wood, for fuel, for seed, for planting, or industrial use, such as manufacturers of dyes, whatever the case is, it doesn't make a difference, right? Whether I want to eat the apple now or I want to eat it later, I want to eat it on Shabbos, after Shabbos, all these things don't make a difference. Whatever reason the person has, that's not negay over here, as long as one is, again, detaching it from a growing source, which, again, we'll talk about and we'll try and get into all the various different details, that falls under the headlines, under the Malach of Kotzer reaping. Now, he just brings down the amount that, the amount of size, but that's only for a derisa, so it's really not so negay. The mice in general, you're not allowed to pull anything off, but just to read it, he brings down from the Rambam, he says like this, the amount that must be detached for one to be over, to transgress the malacha, the derisa itself of kaitza varies according to the purpose for which the reaping was done. If the purpose is for food, the amount will be the size of a dried fig. Okay, be it as it may, it doesn't make a difference. Breaking it off taking something off, whether the raisa, the rabbanon, if it's smaller than the shear, whatever the case is, can't be done. Okay. Now, as far as the constructive part of it, as we could understand, reaping, kaitzer, cutting, could be also destructive, right? Somebody just tears up, whatever the case is, grass, or destroys a garden, right? Let's say somebody, whatever reason, they start pulling out grass, even though they might be destroying the thing, the garden, or whatever the case is, they don't have any constructive purpose in mind, it would still be usur. So that's, he explains it, that just like we know, there's many various different malachas. We've spoken about Yaboino, which is constructive building. Then you have Saisa, which is destroying, destructive. But all the destructive malachas do have to be for a constructive purpose to be over min haTorah. But midrabanan, one would still be not allowed to do it, even on the destructive end. So the same thing applies over here by koitzer, reaping, which is actually, like we said, the removing the growing item from its natural source on the ground, or so on. But so even if it's done for a destructive purpose, it still can be done. That's how what he explains on page 268. He says like this: as a Sefer Shabbos home, that the melacha of koitzer is biblically would be usur min haTorah only if it's done for a constructive purpose. For example, I pick a fruit and I want to eat it. Right? That's what we spoke about in the Mishkan. That's what was done. They picked the herbs or whatever the case is, or the wheat, and something constructively was done with it. Over here too, I pull off the apple and I want to eat the apple. That's a constructive purpose. So then he explains, he goes further to say, like we've spoken about all the various different malachas, that this is in keeping, we had this also by Kareya, tearing, right? We said you could tear something like a piece of paper constructively, or you could tear it destructively, right? So the same thing over here is very similar. This is in keeping with the rule that we spoke about, that only constructive activities is usur min haTorah as far as Shabbos goes. But midrabanan, like we always mention, and all these malachas, midrabanan, it's also usur to reap. In this case, to do the act of koitzer, removing anything from the ground, from its source on the ground, without a constructive purpose, whether somebody, like we said, is tearing up the grass or just destroying a garden or whatever the case might be. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that it's not only constructive, also destructively would be usur midrabanan, and so on. Okay, in the upcoming shiurim, we're going to try and get more into various different applications and move on from there. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.